ascertain down to your bishop, your pastor, your sibling, that lecturer, that student, your bus driver, your conductor, your best friend, your spouse, your child. Please, please, please be kind with your words. We are all going through so much.
Hi everyone. It is finally time to announce the nominees for the 2025 RCZ Music Awards. As we unveil the names of the nominated artists and their works, please keep in mind that the period under review this year is from April 1st, 2024 to March 31st, 2025. So only works that have been released in this time frame were considered. The nominations were made by our community of over 400 Christian artists who have signed up to be part of these awards, as well as radio stations across the nation. So if you're a Christian artist in Zambia and you haven't signed up, you can do so today by going to our website, rtv.co.za. There you can also access the comprehensive guidelines document that outlines the nomination and awarding process. And now let's get started with the nomination announcement.
And the nominees for Artist of the Year, Lusaka Province, are
Pastor Gift Kaputula, Deborah Mambo, Washi Mutambo, Pompey, Chile Shevualia, Christine Nkole.
RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
Last year was iconic. The fashion, the performances, the experience, you just had to be there. This year, we're leveling all the way up. New venue, new date, brighter lights, and bigger moments. The 6th of December is the date to remember, and Ciela Resort is the place of splendor. Experience nothing but unforgettable moments and the celebration of Christian excellence like never before. Get your tickets today online at the Click and Pay website. Standard tickets are going for only 350 kwacha, VIP tickets 500 kwacha, and VVIP tickets at 1,500 kwacha. RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
Government maintains that network challenge is due to power crisis. Church urged to fight child marriages. And U.S. calls for international action to cut weapons supply to Sudan paramilitaries. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamana. Minister of Technology and Science Alex Mutati has maintained that the current network challenges being faced by mobile network providers across the country is due to the current energy crisis. Mr. Mutati says the current 3 hours of power being supplied to residences and industries is not enough to power the communication towers. Speaking through a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Mutati stressed that inasmuch the communication towers have backup generators, in an event of power cuts, the generators were only designed to work up to a maximum of 4 hours. Not until the country has sufficient power supply to industries, this challenge will continue, said Mr. Mutati. The minister highlighted that 3 hours from Zesco and 4 hours from backup is not enough to enable the towers operate at full capacity. And Mr. Mutati said that bringing on board another mobile service provider is not the solution to the current challenges, adding that no local or foreign service provider would invest in the sector with the current power challenge. He reviewed that government would only consider bringing in an investor when it has dealt with the current energy crisis.
At the moment, our availability is ranging between 4 to 5 hours. And therefore, unless we have sufficient power available to the towers, this challenge will continue. There, most of the towers, Madam Speaker, have got what we call backup generators in the event that power goes. But these backup generators were designed to work up to a maximum of 4 hours.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACEZ has welcomed the announcement to introduce an optional access to lump sum retirement benefits under the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Yesterday, Parliament approved a motion seeking the introduction of optional access to lump sum retirement benefits under NAPSA designed to give members more flexible and options at retirement without compromising their long-term income security. Speaking to RCV News and Osaka today, NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa commended the move, saying it will help to empower workers, especially teachers, as the current lump sum is inducing poverty among the retirees, which is not good for the development of the country. We are very happy as NACEZ because we have fought this battle for many years and seeing it manifesting, we never stopped the fight even when we received criticism, said Dr. Chansa. He has called on the government through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to fasten the process of enacting this motion into law so that the yet-to-be retirees also benefit. Dr. Chansa has also suggested that this law must have a provision of accommodating even those people that have been members of NAPSA from way back so that they too can benefit.
It's a motion that is going to empower our workers, especially teachers, because currently NAPSA is very cruel. When people retire, they are getting just small allowances per month. And what we want is the Parliament to quickly enact this motion into law so that those who are going to be retiring can be getting a lump sum so that they can do something out after retirement.
Media Network on Child Rights has urged the church to use its influence and collaborate with government in the fight against the child marriages. This follows government's commitment through the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services to ending child marriages in all its forms. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Organization Executive Director Henry Kawe said the church plays an important role in national development and has over the years been active in governance issues, calling for the members to become economically empowered. As a society, we are seeing a lot of influential church leaders focusing more on preaching economic empowerment, leaving out social issues like child marriage, which is a critical problem that has affected our community, both in rural and urban areas, said Mr. Kawe. He also said that government's commitment to ending child marriages should motivate the church to mobilize members and preach the vice, as Christianity is the most dominant religion in the country and its influence on society cannot be overstated. Mr. Kawe further emphasized that this approach would guarantee success in ending child marriages, as most church members often obey religious leaders.
So child marriage is a very critical issue that has been affecting our society, both in rural and urban areas. So there is need for us as a country, the church in particular, to ensure that we focus on addressing this issue. Even as government has committed to addressing child marriage, we need to mobilize members, talk to the members, influence the members, because members of churches normally want to obey preachers. We have heard stories.
Business consultant Mobamba Sichilongo has welcomed the 0.25 percentage point reduction in the monetary policy rate announced by the Bank of Zambia, describing it as a positive step towards lowering the cost of borrowing and stimulating economic activity. Bank of Zambia on Wednesday, November 12, 2025, announced that the monetary policy rate had been reduced from 14.5% to 14.25% for the fourth quarter of 2025, a move aimed at supporting economic activity while maintaining price stability. Speaking to RTV News on Saturday, Mr. Sichilongo says the reduction implies that the cost of borrowing money, particularly in the form of loans, is expected to decrease. The reduction means that the cost of borrowing has been